that's why I was like, damn, I was depressed. So I was like, I wouldn't even want to get up to help myself. To right. be like, Tyler, you have depression. Like, get up and go to counseling, even if it is. Because the lady only had appointments available on Friday. I'm like, girl, I ain't got class on Friday. Why would I want to come all the way up here to Mesa? That's doing the most. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, yeah, it's going to help me, but that's not like a lot of effort. And you only have, she only had it from like 8 a.m. to 12. I'm like, I take the bus.
Do you think that you would have helped yourself if you would have had like an online option? So if there were like counselors available to text you or talk to you online, if you had known about those resources, do you think you would have utilized them?
Yeah, because I'd be on my phone.
Yeah. I use one now. I use BetterHelp now because it's easier for me and I can like do it from anywhere. But I hope more schools develop things like that for students because it is really hard sometimes to get out of bed and take care of yourself. And not only like your depression and how you're feeling, but then having like real life challenges in the way, you know, mm-hmm. that are like, this is not convenient for me either. Like, you're not only asking me to step outside of like where I feel comfortable right now, and that's in a kind of a dark place, but then you're also asking me to cross these other boundaries that I don't have access to, like having my own personal car or being able to switch around like a work schedule or whatever to fit your mm-hmm. office hours, you know?
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 3 of the Hot Seat Podcast. Today I have with me Miss Kyla Jones. Miss Kyla Jones, will you say hello to the people?
Hi guys. I wish I could see my hair looks so good.
Your hair does look really good. Maybe just introduce yourself to people, who you are, how we know each other.
Okay, so like Nat said, my name is Kyla. Hi guys. I'm 23 years old and I'm a student at Sac State University. I am a junior getting my degree in ethnic studies with an emphasis on Black studies. I want to be a history teacher that mainly talks about Black people because we're lit. How I know Nat. First off, let me get this out the way. I gave Nat, Mama Nat. Let me say this. Okay, what'd she say? I gave her that. So, I don't think about it until I was looking at her page and I said, she didn't give me more credits.
I'll give you your credit. I have no problem giving you your credit.
I met Nat because she used to be my young life counselor and stuff like that. I had Nat when she was like not playing any games with us.
When I was super legalistic.
Nat used to really like whoop us type shit. She didn't whoop us.
But I will admit that my thinking during that time was so much like, I just wanted to fix you guys, you know, like, mm-hmm. and so my method through that was to figure out all the rules and then to just tell you guys the rules and be like, if we follow these rules, everything would be okay. Because that was also my approach to my life at that time. It was like, I was in my mid-20s. I had just kind of figured out a little bit about life, not anything really, but I had joined church and Young Life, and there's so many rules, and I just wanted everything to be so above board. I was obsessed with rules for a long time, so I actually apologize for that time of my life, because
that's okay, because we damn sure needed.
Like, Kyla, you terrified me the first time I met you. You explained to me how you got your principal, or you were trying to get your principal fired, and how you don't give a damn about what any grown-up has to say to you because you know everything about life. And so that was that. Like, she's like, I don't really need y'all, but thank you for being here, and now I'm gonna take a bow and everyone clap for me. Like, that was how you entered into my life. And I was like, okay, like, here's this kid, she's on another level. But I was also here for it. Like, I was like, okay, I need you to like calm down a couple notches, but I'm here for you. Like, I was always, always, always here. So, you know.
I'm screaming.
There was maybe also some reasons for some rules that happened. And I think it's important, like, for when, if you're an adult and you are mentoring high school kids, I think it's very important for there to be boundaries around your relationships, for them to understand who you are to them and for them to understand who they are to you. Like, I don't think you just go into relationships mentoring high school kids blind like that. That would just
we didn't really have boundaries.
You don't feel like we have boundaries?
No, I feel like we was just like, we was all living life together, you know? We was just, I just couldn't go to the bar with you or some shit. I feel like we was just together.
But Kyla, that would be an example of a boundary. Like, no, you're not going to come to the bar with me. You guys didn't hang out with me and my friend.
Now I'm old enough. That don't count because at the time I wasn't old enough to do that. But now I'm old enough to do that.
But I'm saying, like, when you were in high school, we weren't drinking together. We were not smoking together. We're not going to parties, hanging out.
That's true.
We would be at, like, a quince or someone's birthday party, and we got invited. We would be there with their family, but it wasn't just, like, we were kicking it like that. But it kind of makes, in one sense, it kind of makes me feel good to think that you have this feeling of, like, I didn't feel, like, super bound by rules with me or with Jen to the point where, like, you couldn't share what was going on in your life. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you definitely, I mean, there's a reason why you gave me the name Mama Nat. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. there was definitely boundaries and rules that you learned how to respect. And you're like, okay, if I'm going to, like, hang out with Nat, like, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to act all wild. Like, if we want to act wild, we're going to go do that at the rec with me and my friends. And that was the time for you guys to do that. That's what being a teenager is about. So, you know, you guys respected that, which I appreciate. So talking about high school, can you tell me about the stupidest thing that you have done? Maybe not in high school. You can elaborate to your whole rest of your life. Because how old are you now?
I'm 23. You know, we grown.
You're grown?
I'm baby grown. This is pre-grown. This is pre-grown. Like, pre-teens, I'm pre-grown.
That's more accurate. I appreciate that.
Right now. So
at least you recognize.
I became
more than you recognize.
When I started paying, my name's on a lease and I got paid rent every month.
Yes, that's a step into being grown. Paying your own rent and leases and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not doing it.
I mean, what is the stupidest thing you've done? High school or college?
Okay, so there's two things. So for one, the one thing, I used to say this, but I have to understand at the time, like, Kyla at the time, she was just stupid in general because she was a kid. She didn't know no better, but she was grown though. She was Kyla grown at the time.
Okay, so I just want to say, I don't think you were stupid. We can do stupid things. It doesn't mean that you are stupid.
Okay, so I was...
We're allowed to make
stupid things, but she knew it was stupid. So, like, 16-year-old, okay, so 16, what year? How old are you talking? Sorry. So, 14-year-old to 18-year-old Kyla, I was messing with this dude. Let's just call him Tyler the Creator because that's what he looks like. And I was dumb. Like, I was reading my picture. Like, I was going through my Google Photos. I had no idea Google Photos was really, like taking all my photos and, like, uploading up to Google. And I was, like, reading the conversations, and I was like, Kyla, you need your ass. I was really sad. This man chose another woman over, like, a woman, another girl over me, and I was, like, begging him to be with him. And then also just, like, then we end up did getting together. It was, like, real ghetto. And I was just like, Kyla, is this an LA? And then, like, when I look back, and I'm like, damn, this is ghetto. And then I'll be looking at, like, Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, and I'll be like, was I Jocelyn? And was he Stevie? And was, like, Molly the Maid? Like, that's how I'll be feeling, because that's literally what it was.
Not Jocelyn.
No, I had to be Jocelyn.
She's gone on to be successful, and she's married and happy and has her baby, and she's doing great now. So maybe you were Jocelyn.
Yeah, but we didn't have no
baby. Isn't that every high school relationship, though? I feel like your first love, the first person that you... come into, like, contact with when you're like, okay, I'm gonna trust you, then you start walking through that relationship with them, and then everything just goes, it goes good, and then it goes left, and then it goes good again, and then it goes left.
But you know what the funny thing is, because I was, like, thinking to myself, like I never had a crush on him before like all this happened. Like I would see him around campus and I'd be like, every time I see him, I'd be like, you look like Tyler the Creator. Like anytime, like I'm like, you look just like Tyler the Creator. Then like I don't know what happened. We was at the Met by the school and we was walking through the Mesa garage. She was like, I like you, Kyla. And I was like, why? Because I want to know what's the reason. I need a MLA format essay work cited. Because why do you like me? What is the reason?
He didn't give you an essay. Then he just pursued.
This is what he said. And this is how I knew I was stupid. I mean, I was doing stupid things because he was like, I like your smile and you're just really nice. And like, you may be a big girl, but like you dress really well. And I was like, yeah. And then we kissed.
Then you kissed.
Yeah, we kissed.
You didn't just say thank you. You're like, okay, you're being nice to me. Let's make out now.
Like, he moved in, and I was like, okay, well, let's kiss then. I mean, I don't know. And then the seventh stupid thing was having sex in public and then getting caught. But, like, I didn't know, like, well, I knew you're not supposed to do that, but I didn't know you could get written up and be, like, a sex offender. So I don't have sex in cars.
Yes, you should not be doing that.
Yeah, I'm
doing that. Okay, so the first stupidest thing you did was have a relationship with someone. Why was it stupid though? Why was it
stupid? Because for one, I should listen to my mom and dad and be like, you don't need to be in a relationship. Cause my parents were like, you don't need to be in a relationship to like senior or junior high school. I was like, first of all, I'm gonna do what I want. All right, life is about experiences. Because this is why I said I was grown. Cause let me tell you, I was over here watching the Parkers and the Girlfriends and all that stuff at like 10 years old. So I'm over here like, I got life experiences. And this 16-year-old,
they're not your experiences.
Yeah, but they wasn't my experience. They was Tony, right. Maya, and all them people. But I was taking those life lessons though. So I was like, I got this. Like, you ain't about to play me. All right. But did I get played? Yeah. But it's so cool though. It's okay though. I learned from it.
Why don't kids acknowledge that more? That you feel like you have life experience because you're watching these little teenage drama shows and you are not going through those bad breakups. You're not going through that drama with the cheerleading team. Like, you're not solving a mystery on a Friday night with your friends. Like, this is not what's happening in your real life. But yet and still, you take on that memory as if, like, well, now if I'm ever presented with that situation, I know what to do. I know how to handle it. And so I'm prepared. That makes me prepared for life because I watched a movie about it.
Yeah, that's how I felt with my dumb self. I was like,
you know what I did that was dumb once? This is the dumbest thing I've done. So I also did this when I was a teenager, but one of the movies that came out when I was like a preteen or like maybe I was 14 or something was Bring It On.
Oh my God, that's my movie.
And there was, yeah, it was Bring It On. And anyways, I was walking home from school one day and I was getting bullied by this white girl behind me.
Nah.
And so I definitely turned around and I gave her the meanest neck roll I could give her. And then I quoted something from Bring It On, like something from one of their like little back and forths. Like, I don't know. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember then the girl looked at me and she's like, did you just quote Bring It On? And I was like, and I died, bro. I was like, oh wow, I'm lame. Okay.
You was going to SCPA, huh?
No, that was before SCPA. No, thankfully I learned my lesson before SCPA. That's when I went to Pershing. That was like in sixth grade, or maybe it was like fifth or sixth grade, something like that. By the time I got to SCPA, my lameness had like gone down a little bit because that really deflated my whole ego because I really thought that I was doing something when I did nothing at all. I gave nothing at all. And so that kind of deflated me a little bit. And once I got to SCPA, life was hard, but it was, the people were there were just so much nicer. I loved SCPA.
Aww.
Okay, next question is, what are the three most important things in your life?
My health, mm-hmm. Like all around health, like mental, physical, holistic, all that health in general. The second thing would be setting boundaries. I just told my dad the other day, like, we're not allowed to talk about school on days I don't have school. And like, if it's the weekend, why are we talking about school? That's Kyla day. I don't feel like I should talk about school. And I got this from a Black woman, of course, but this Black woman on TikTok, she was like, I'm a teacher with boundaries. So she don't do no work on the weekends. Once that, whatever time teachers can leave at a certain time, she does. She don't do none of that work unless she like has to, but she don't do it. I say, you know what, Kyla, you gotta do this. Cause I don't want to be talking about school on a Saturday night. I'm not going to be looking at my email. Cause sometimes I'll be at the party and I'll be checking my email. You feel me? Cause that's part of being a grown up. I feel like I check my bank account every morning and I check
your bank account, check your email.
Mm-hmm. And then I go to everything else.
That is a part of being a grown up, but so is the boundary that you just mentioned of like leaving work at work and not taking work home with you and letting your life be something else. And the other thing you mentioned was like if you're at a party, everybody's on their phones, right? And they're not doing anything. They're just looking at social media or they're checking their email or whatever. And that's actually one of the probably the most challenging times to not use your phone. Like if there was going to be any time where I would put someone on a challenge to be like, yo, just put your phone down, it would be at a party, which is wild because you're around a bunch of other people who also want to be there, who are also there for the music and the good time.
Like social media and cell phones really ruined my like adult life. Not really ruined it, but like when I go to parties, I'm like, oh my God, this party is going to be like, what's that white girl who was dancing, but she wasn't dancing? Say the last dance. I'm gonna think like, oh, we're gonna be dancing. It's gonna be a dance battle. You feel me? It's gonna be like Honey.
Is that how you thought the club was gonna be? Like Honey?
Yes.
Like Say the Last Dance.
But she was like this. She was like, like that. But is it like that? No, at all. It's not like that.
No.
It's like people's talking. Okay, so for example, I was at a pool party, right? It was chilling, but you know, Black people, we don't go swimming for real, you know, we just be at the pool chilling.
Some people get in the water.
There was four people in the water, it was like 30 people.
Okay,
so there's four. So we was there chilling and everything, everybody's talking, dancing, and the next thing you know, like people start shooting. I'm like, why are we shooting? It's a pool party. Let's have fun. What is we doing? And I went back because first of all, I live here, so I'm gonna come back to the pool because I live here. But the fact that like it's not like a pool party. Like it's not a pool party. People are just dancing.
Yeah, that's not having fun.
Swimming. People are acting crazy, and I'm like, dang, like I really.
So why do you think people do that? Because if you're at like a party, not shooting necessarily, like that's obviously for some other reason they're doing that, but just in general, if you're at a party, a pool party, the club, whatever, people go there and then are not actually there, right? Like they're just there on their phones. They're there because of FOMO, basically. Like they just want to say that they were there. Actually there to party. And that's actually one of the things that I think I look at now when I'm out. Like I look for people who are not on their phones, and then I go talk to people. And it is a challenge. That is hard. Like social media has made it easy to be someone online and not have to be that person in real life. And once you show up to somewhere, you have to be who you are in real life. And that is hard for people. Is social media has made it super hard to be that way. But
definitely,
that would be a challenge I would give to all of us, because that's actually one of the most like fun parties I've been to, like in the last couple of years, is when they take your phone at the door. They take your phone, they put it in a locker, and you just got to go party. It has been the most fun thing. It's almost like when we used to go to camp and you guys used to beg us not to take your phones and have trap phones and like hide everything. But when you didn't have your phone, that was probably some of the most fun times you guys did have at camp, when you were just all vibing and dancing and swimming or doing whatever it was that you guys were doing. That was always something that never surprised me at the end of camp that you guys would say. But it was a fight and a battle.
It wasn't a fight with me because I had a little trap phone, so I was tripping. I said, take it. The only thing I was kind of mad because I wanted to listen to music, because when I get irritated, I need to listen to music. I know at camp, the first time we went, I was irritated the whole goddamn time. So I was like, ooh, I need some music because y'all stressing me out.
But I was surprised you came back after camp, to be honest, because you were irritated that entire time. You were irritated, and I was like, she's mad. But then at the end of camp, you're like, I had fun. This was hella fun. This was cool. And I was like, okay, are you sure? You had a good
time. Okay, no, for real.
You'd be irritated with us and then walk away. And then you would come right back. And you're like, all right, I'm over it. You just cussed me out like 2 minutes ago. What's happening?
But you know what's so funny, Nat? I never told anybody this. I really was not going to come back to Young Life after, like, because the day we came back, the next day, I went to my dad's. So, like, I had a lot of time to think. And I was telling my dad everything that happened. I said, Daddy, these people got me fucked up. Everybody's just so mean. He was like, Kyla, what about you? I said, we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about these people at Young Life, not Kyla. And like, well, he's like, well, what you want to do? I said, I don't know, but I feel like I should go back. It'd be good for me. And he's like, well, flip a coin. So I ended up flipping a coin to have me come back to Young Life in the fall. And that's what happened.
Well, look at you. You could have, I mean, the thing is, whenever you flip a coin, just because you flipped it doesn't mean you have to go with the decision that it
And made. I flipped it 12 times. And it's
exactly. And then you decided, okay, I'm going to go, you know? Like, you could have also made the decision to not come back, and that was going to be okay, too. But I'm glad that you came back, because
me too.
I got to know you, and it's been really cool to watch you grow up and watch you become who you are today. What do you think is one of your strengths?
Being able to put myself in check, and like when I'm fucking up in life, or when I just put myself in check a few minutes ago. So I like, Kyla, you got school in like less than a month and you ain't done none of your fun joy and stuff. Let's get it together, sis. Cause you know, that should take about 2 weeks, and the school means super slow. And it's gonna take 3 or 4 weeks. So I need to do that. But be able to like, put myself in check and be like, Kyla, like that was wrong. I just apologized to this dude a couple of days ago cause I cussed him out. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad. At the moment, I didn't feel bad because I was just like, you got me fucked up. You talking to me like I'm one of these other people. And I'm Kyla mm-hmm. Jones. Recognize, all right? I got a soda name after me. Recognize, okay? So what we're not going to do is talk to me like I'm crazy. All right? But then that's I had to like recognize that I definitely came out here mad crazy. Because it was just miscommunication. It literally was miscommunication typeness. But I think like what it was in the moment, he called me at like 6 a.m. I'm like, on my day off. So I was kind of mad. But I think like that's one of my strengths, being able to apologize and actually mean it. Because you can't really apologize and keep the same behavior, because it's not apologies, it's a slap in the face.
That's true. Apologize means change behavior, not only for you, but if someone has apologized to you. That's how you can see if they're actually sorry for what they did, is if they change their behavior. And if they don't, then you might need to take notes. But I think that is something that you actually always did that. You did that in high school too. Like if we were in Bible study or something and you guys got into it, you were probably one of the first people to speak your mind about how you felt about it. But then you were also one of the first people to apologize for whatever part you played in it. Like you have always been good at taking accountability for your actions and your words and who you are, and not being afraid to apologize. Who taught you how to apologize? You just knew that inherently?
Well, just because, people do shit to me, like my mama, like people, just not my mom, but just people do stuff to me, but they wouldn't apologize. So I'd be like, Kyla, like, you gotta apologize. But I didn't learn until recently, within the few years, that if you apologize, I actually have changed behavior. So I would apologize, but I wouldn't really mean it. So like most of the time at Bible study, I'll just be like, I'm apologizing, so you can shut the fuck up and leave me alone. I'm just gonna apologize. Mm-hmm. But then later I'd be like, Kyla, that's like, okay, I meant it. Either like a lot of times at Bible study, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna apologize because I'm tired of listening to you. I'll talk about this situation, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't like change my behavior. I was apologized, but then I recognized that Kyla, like, that was really wrong. That's why I think that's why, like, I will always send a text to somebody if I did them wrong, because I can, like, send the text. Because you're looking at me, like, or because you may say something crazy in the moment, and then I may have to go off. And then it's just going to be bad, and then I'm really not going to apologize. Now it's going to be like, Kyla, you need to apologize. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry. And it's not going to be real.
I'm going to be like, rolls eyes. I'm sorry. I don't know. I feel like you were that person. You guys were all pretty good at apologizing to each other and, like, working things out. Even if it wasn't that you were going to be best friends at the end of the day, it was like, okay, we can at least be cordial and have respect for each other. And that's okay. To keep our safe space what it needed to be for us. I think you all kind of did that. I think it made all the difference, the fact that you were willing to, like, apologize or have a one-on-one conversation with someone and recognize what you did or didn't do. That's important in any group. You know, we all have to be able to do that. I think, looking back on it, I think Jen and I could have done a better job of modeling that behavior for you guys and apologizing for things in the moment. Like, when I look back on it, I think sometimes we try to justify what happened or whatever was going on if someone felt wronged by us. And I think that there were just, not all the time, but a couple of times where I feel like, okay, we really could have apologized for how maybe a conversation was started or something that someone was talking about that was hurtful to someone else. And it was like, we actually don't need to discuss this, you know, with everyone in the group. I think there were a couple of times like that.
I know there's a one time with me, you did something, and I was like, this is some bullshit. And I shut down for the rest of Bible study. I remember that. Because we were still at your house at the time. I remember that. And I shut down. I said, yep, kind of done. I said, I will get up and leave, but I can't walk home from here.
Right. And it's like, in that moment, like, it would have been great for you, for me, to recognize, oh, there's something going on with Kyla, and that there's something that I did that I needed to apologize for, and something that needed to be, like, unearthed, you know, instead of it probably just us just passing by it and then not addressing it or addressing it later. I think we just were learning, obviously. It's not like we were professionals doing that.
That's why I think that's why I think I said why we didn't have boundaries. So I feel like you guys were learning, and, like, we were learning. Like, we were just here. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, at Young Life, we were just here. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, y'all show up. We got snacks. Y'all got to ride home. We're going to play these games. We're going to talk about Jesus. And then, you know, we go home.
I mean, we had boundaries as leaders. Like, there were definitely guidelines and boundaries that we had as leaders. But communicating that to you guys, what all of those boundaries were, we didn't always do that, like, explicitly, you know. It was just through the ways that we lived our lives that those boundaries were kind of put in place. Okay, so what is something on your bucket list?
My bucket list, I just be saying things I want to do and then I'm gonna go do it. So, like, this year, I went on my first solo trip to LA. I took the train all the way down to LA and everything. So, next year, I'm saving up and planning to go to New York next year for the week of Juneteenth and then go home, like, 2 days later after Juneteenth. So, my plan is to take the train all the way to New York and then fly back.
From California?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like 4 days, I think. Yeah. I'm going to sleep on the train so I can sleep. And I think that would be super cool, especially because I'm going to have my film camera and I'm going to have this camera with me on the train, and then I'm going to
buy camera is that?
It's an old-fashioned Polaroid.
I haven't seen one of those in so long. Oh, my God.
And it works, too. I love it.
Wow.
Film is hella expensive, but it's okay, because I get it in bulk. But that's, like, my plan next summer for the week of Juneteenth, and be up there and be black.
Are you going to go solo, or are you going to travel?
I'm going solo, because you know what? Going with people is... I just do
a hard life.
Yeah, like, I have a trip, like, I'm going to Miami for my birthday this year, or next year, whatever, and, like, I have 22 people, two people coming, so it's gonna be three of us.
You invited 22 people?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Wow.
I just put in the people who I fuck with that I like, that I knew it would come. But people are still saying the pandemic. Some people are scared to go to Florida because, you know, they're crazy there. And I was just like, I got some of this. So I'm just going to go with these two people. And the two people who are going, they're like, I love them. They always give me good energy. One's a Gemini and one's a Pisces. So, and I'm a Capricorn. So the energy is going to be freaking crackhead energy the whole trip. And I'm very excited for it. But yeah, I don't like group trips like that. The only reason I want this is a group trip because this is my birthday and I love these people who I invited and who are coming. But this New York trip, and also I got a friend up here, so I gotta go by myself.
You have a friend? Okay. Well, I hope you have fun in New York. It'll be fun. I mean, the train idea sounds like a cool idea. You're probably gonna get a lot of cool shots. Yeah.
I'm flying back because I'm not taking it back.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to do that twice. I would for sure just fly on back. That would definitely be me.
The only thing I'm worried about is my luggage because, like,
you have a problem with luggage. What if you give yourself a challenge and only pack like a backpack for your trip to New York? You can do it.
Backpack.
Yeah. Like if you have like 3 or 4 bottoms and like 3 or 4 tops that you can wear, you know, like mixing and matching them, and then you have all your underwear that you need, then you have your toiletries. That's all you really need. You're only going to be gone a week, and if you really need to, when you're in New York, go to a laundromat and do a load of laundry for an hour.
You're talking about this for New York?
Yeah.
That's not going to work because I'm buying. Maybe like when I'm on the train. For like those days I'm on the train because I won't be able to see my other luggage. Yeah, I can do that. But like the whole trip, yeah, no.
One of my friends that I met here, she has traveled around the world with a backpack. A backpack full of, well, she has like 2 backpacks basically.
You see that white people on
for like all her tech stuff and then one for all her clothes. Huh?
You know, there's this white couple on TikTok. They're doing the PCH challenge.
Oh, I've seen that. No.
And they got one pair of underwear. I said, y'all the supreme race? The black people on Twitter was tearing their asses up.
I know, I seen that. So now we're going to transition into the Golden Nugget segment. Golden Nugget is something that my pastor back in high school used to say to me, and that will say to us. And it was, he was trying to give us a little piece of information that would practically change our lives. So, or you can also think of it as like a life mantra, maybe a motto, something that you are saying to yourself this week or next week. So what is your golden nugget of the week?
Probably to like think before I do things, because I just got into it with one of my coworkers. I'm taking this back. Okay, because technically let's just say this. I need to think before I react, but I also really should think about other people's feelings. But I'm making excuses right now because there's a lot to it, but I don't need to get into it. So that's one thing, think before I act, and probably like allow myself to put more effort into my things that matter in life, like journaling more, getting my school shit done, being like, allow myself self-care, because for about 5 weeks now, I have been working on one of my days off, so I've only had one day off. So yeah, I think allow myself grace, a lot of grace, because I'm doing a lot. Like, I'm very proud of myself. But I'm also like, yeah. Kyla, you're doing dos muchos, calm yourself, breathe.
That like goes into my mantra this week, because my mantra this week is to be reflective and not critical. So like in my own mind and how I speak to myself or my own thought patterns, I tend to be really critical of myself, and I'll know that maybe I'm doing a lot or maybe I'm not doing enough, but the way that I approach those things is usually critical of myself. Like, oh, you need to get your lazy ass up. Like that, those are the thought patterns in my mind.
Yeah.
So I want to try to be more reflective in how I'm thinking about myself and thinking about the choices that I'm making. Instead of telling myself who I am, asking myself, like, why are you doing that? Like, I had a lot of depression naps last week. And instead of like shaming myself for having the depression naps, I started to ask myself, like, okay, what's going on? Like, why are you feeling this way? And it's okay that you need to take a nap. Like, that's fine. But let's figure out what's going on and why you feel the need to sleep all day. So, what are you saving up for?
So, right now, I'm saving up for my big... Okay, so I'm really saving up for my big trip, Miami and New York. I do just have a photo shoot that I just confirmed today, so I'm kind of saving up for that. In Oakland! I'm super excited because it's a colorful shoot, and the person who I'm doing it with, they hit me up and was like, this shoe's gonna be colorful. I said, boom it, I just dyed my hair. So now the shoe's gonna be a reflection of like my hair and like the, like, so I dyed my hair. A lot of things I've been doing since I moved has been like healing my childhood trauma. So like, I've always wanted to dye my hair a bright color. So like in middle school, you know, everybody was jerking, had indigo bandies, people was dyeing their hair purple, green, fuchsia, all that. I couldn't do that. Giselle said no. Everybody was getting piercings. Giselle said no. I always wanted to get a nose piercing, so I finally got my nose pierced, and I finally just dyed. I had my hair dyed, like, in January, but I wanted my full head, so last night I dyed my hair fully ginger, Cajun spice, whatever the fuck this is called, and I feel good. So now, like, the photo shoot is going to be based on, like, my hair. She's going to ask me questions about my hair and how I feel about my hair. I'm going to wear an all-white fit with these one sneakers and stuff like that, so yeah. I just got to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with my hair, because I was going to wear some clip-ins, but the clip-ins came out orangey, fiery orange instead of Cajun spice. So I'm gonna have to re-dye them, or I may get Bantu knots. I don't know, but it's gonna be fit. It's gonna be fly. So that's all that really matters.
Okay, I see you. Okay, last segment is life hack of the week. So life hack is something that you practically do in your life that helps you create behavior change. So for example, my first one was talking about auto pay and how I got myself on auto pay to pay my bills and how that helped me get my finances on track. Do you have a life hack of the week this week that you use, something that you do in your life that kind of keeps you accountable and moving towards your goals that you've set for yourself?
So I wish I could show them. I thought this is cool, so I do it. So on my mirror, I use Expo markers and I write like quotes on it. I'd be like, bitch, do your skincare routine. Like for 4 months, I had it like, bitch, do your skincare routine. Why are you, do you want ugly skin? Do you want to look 20 years off the rest of your life? Or do you want to look 50 at 30? Get it together, Kyla. So I do that. And then I also have my calendar that actually like
on helps your door?
Me. Yeah, on my door. Because I actually do need a calendar. I need to be able to see myself. And it's on my bathroom door. So it's like when I wake up in the morning to go pee, I can see like, oh, Kyle, you got to pay this bill. So you got to do this. Like I need to pay my school bill, which is like $860, so I can get financial aid, the rest of my financial aid money. I need to also send my nephew's birthday gifts out. My nephew's birthday was April. I ain't sent them things out yet. So it's his other brother. His other brother's birthday about to come up in a couple weeks. So that's how bad it is right now.
Well, you are late.
Late. His
but you know what? Birthday. The intention is there. The love is there. But you was late, girl.
It's all love. I love them. I just forget. At least I said them happy birthday. And then I also just need to take care of myself. Like since I've been like living here, all my bills go to like groceries and like rent. Like I haven't been able to like spend stuff on myself. And I work for this money. So this next check that's coming up, I'm gonna spend it on Kyla. I'm gonna be stupid and blow it, but like I've been wanting to get a new chain. I've been wanting to get my toes done, my nails done. I may go to a new supply store, you feel me, and just spend a all couple out. Band all out, you know. I'm gonna buy some new clothes because school about to start, so I need some fresh little fits because I'm about to be a TikTok influencer. I'm trying to get my, you know, all that up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So we need to like make content.
So do you want to share your socials? Where can people follow you?
All right. People, follow the auntie because I'm really in my auntie out here. But y'all can follow me on Instagram at that auntie yams with a Z, my tiki talkie. I think my TikTok is the same thing. Oh, you can follow me on TikTok at Auntie Yams with a Z. Thank you for inviting me and being in this space, Nat.
Yeah, and thanks for doing this for a second time, because I don't know what happened last time. The tech issues were just all over the place. That actually was wild. I would definitely like to have you on again, and I always love talking to you.
We should have the whole crew on here.
We should have what?
The whole Young Life crew.
You know what? We could probably do that. We could probably make it happen.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Okay, we can make it happen. Well, I'm going to end off our podcast. Same thing as always. For all my young people out there, I need you to know that you have time, you are supported, and you are seen, and you are so, so loved. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.